When the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, has come, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is present in all places and fills all, the treasury of good things and the life-giver, graciously come and dwell in us. Purify us from all defilement, O good one, and save our souls. Just as you were with your disciples, O Savior, and gave them peace, graciously come also and be with us and grant us your peace, and save us and deliver our souls. Whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are considered standing in heaven. O Theotokos, you are the gate of heaven. Open for us the gate of mercy. Holy Mighty, holy Immortal, was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy Mighty, holy Immortal, was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy Mighty, holy Immortal, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, the age of all ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, bless their souls. O you are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplication. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and the triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail to you, we ask you, sinful Lord, for the ever virgin Theotokos, the mother of Christ. Lift up our prayers, Lord, and sons, and forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin.
Holy, every holy gospel according to teacher. Saint Matthew, me blessing be with us all, amen.
His disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they are bound and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so the persecuted the prophets are before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, the city of thy sun, and it cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. But our lamp standing gives light to the whole in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven.
Glory be to God forever, amen. O web, Emunainan, O you on the 6 day and 6 hour, ordinary the cross for the sin which our father Adam did commit in paradise, in the night of our Savior Christ, our God, and save us, I cry to God, and the Lord hear me, God, hear my prayer, and don't refuse my petition, be attentive to me, and hear me in the morning, every day I say my words, and he hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was on the cross in the 6 hour and killed the sin by the tree, and by your death you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by the nail which you were nailed, rescue our mind from the dullness of the earthly deed and worldly lust, to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor excuse, nor justification because of our many sins, we through you implore to him who was born of you, through the Virgin, for abandon acceptable intercession with our Savior. O Holy Mother, do not exclude sinner from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he is merciful and able to save us because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us before we exceedingly humble, help us, O God, our Savior, for your glory name. O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy name.
All nations cry out, saying, Glory be to you, Lord. Worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God, for of your will. You are pleased to be lifted up onto the cross to deliver those whom you created from the bondage of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks to you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior. When you came to help the world, Lord, glory be to you. She who is full of grace, O Theotokos, the Virgin, we praise you, for through the cross of your Son, Hades fell down, and this was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life, and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ, our God.
For you brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, our Master, our King Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyr, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the church, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him. We glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created,
as of the Father, by whom all things were made.
who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, who is incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, who is coming in his glory, judgment in the end of the dead. Whose kingdom shall have no end? Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the Amen.
Worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but us the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts
شیرین بیم نمان ثواب آنود ینود بز مارود انجف نود ویاد ویان تو Sen şiiri İsa'z ve akhmeri İstos ve
Logitos Kyrios o Theos estos eonas amin Nies nos tirois moepsois Rois moerof en genila os tiro Japef naitad roeri egon O votim et mi in tep shoi shop shine amin alleluia
Upsabatrike
Επί προσευχή στάσιτε.
Father, thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of the saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, all of our mankind, grant us to conclude this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. Holy in the old temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising of the enemies hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this blessed table and from this holy church that is yours. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة عدو لا تكون
May our servant, the minister of this day, the Higumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, may also be absolved from the mouth, the all holy, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth, the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the beholder God, the evangelist, the martyr, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, Archbishop, Discorus, and Saint Anastasius, Apostolos, and Peter, martyr, high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 in the Sibylline Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, 200 at Ephesus, from the mouth of our father, the high priest Baba Ambatawadrus, the second his partner, our bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of my abjected self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, your holy name, the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, now and all times, and into the age of ages. Amen.
proceso amare
Oh, Called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher, Paul, to Timothy, may his holy blessing be with us, amen. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Damas has forsaken me, having loved this present world and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
كاثليكون فصل من رسالة بطرس الأولى بركاته المقدسة فلتكن مع جميع أمين. أطلب إلى الشيوخ الذين بينكم أنا الشيخ رفيقهم وشاهد لآلام المسيح وشريك المجد العتيد أن يعلن أرعوا رعية الله التي بينكم نظارا لا عن اضطرار بل بالاختيار ولا لربح قبيح بل بنشاط ولا كمن يسود على الأنصبة بل صائرين أمثلة للرعية ومتى ظهر رئيس الرعاة تنالون إكليل المجد الذي لا يبلى كذلك أيها الأحداث أخضعوا للشيوخ وكونوا جميعا خاضعين بعضكم لبعض وتسربلوا بالتواضع لأن الله يقوي المستكبرين وأما المتواضعون فيعطيهم نعمة فتواضعوا تحت يد الله القوية لكي يرفعكم في حينه ملقيين كل همكم عليه لأنه هو يعتني بكم أصحوا واسهروا لأن إبليس خصمكم كأسد زائر يقول ملتمسا من يبتلعه هو فقوموه راسخين في الإيمان عالمين أن نفس هذه الألام تجرى على إخوتكم الذين في العالم وإله كل نعمة الذي دعانا إلى مجده الأبدي في المسيح يسوع بعدما تألمتم يسيرا وهو يكملكم ويثبتكم ويقويكم ويمكنكم له المجد والسلطان الأبد للأبدين أمين بيد سلوان صلاح الأمين كما أظن كتبت عليكم بكلمات قليلة واعزا وشاهدا إن هذه هي نعمة الله الحقيقية التي فيها تقومون تسلم عليكم التي في بابل المختارة معكم ومرقس ابني سلموا بعضكم على بعض بقبلة المحبة سلام لكم جميعكم من الذين في المسيح يسوع أمين لا تحب العالم والأشياء التي في العالم العالم يمضي وشهواته والذي يصنع إرادة الله يدوم إلى الأبد أمين
Shalom, me. إخوتنا في كل مدينة نادينا فيها بكلمة الرب كيف هم، فأشار برنابا أن يأخذ معهما أيضا يوحنا الذي يدعى مرقس، وأما بولس فكان يستحسن أن الذي فارقهما من بنفيليا ولم يذهب معهما للعمل لا يأخذانه معهما، فحصل بينهما مشاجرة حتى فارق أحدهما الآخر، وبرنابا أخذ مرقس وسافر في البحر إلى قبرص، وأما بولس فاختار سيلا وخرج مستودعا من الإخوة إلى نعمة الله، فاجتاز في سوريا وكيليكيا ويشدد الكنائس، ثم وصل إلى دربا وليسترا، وإذا تلميذ كان هناك اسمه تيموثاوس ابن امرأة يهودية مؤمنة ولكن أباه يوناني، وكان مشهودا له من الإخوة الذين في ليسترا وإيقونيا، فأراد بولس أن يخرج هذا معه فأخذه وختنه من أجل اليهود الذين في تلك الأماكن، لأن الجميع كانوا يعرفون أباه أنه يوناني. وإذ كانوا يكتازون في المدن كانوا يسلمونهم القضايا التي حكم بها الرسل والمشايخ الذين في أورشليم ليحفظوها، فكانت الكنائس تتشدد في الإيمان وتزداد في العدد كل يوم، وكلمة رب تنمو وتكسو وتعتز وتثبت في هذه الباعة وكل باعة يا أخوتي. أمين.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all God, Amen. The 30th day of the blessed month of Baun, Baba. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and our iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the appearance of the head of St. Mark, the evangelist, and the consecration of the Church that was built for this holy head. The body of St. Mark remained with her head in the same reliquary till the year 644 Anno Domini. This sarcophagus was kept in the church of St. Mark in Bocalia, or the place of cows, اللي هي دير البار in Alexandria. One day of the year 644, one of the Arab soldiers entered the church and found this reliquary. He thrust his hand into the sarcophagus of St. Mark, thinking that he would find gold. His hand came upon the head, so he stole the expensive shrouds and took the head with him and hid it in the lower part of the ship and did not tell anyone. When Amr ibn al-As was about to leave Alexandria, all the ships sailed except the one that had the head of St. Mark, which did not move in spite of all the attempts of the sailors to move it. They realized that a hidden item on board must have been involved. Amr ibn al-As ordered to search the ship, and they found the head hidden in it. When they took the head off the ship, it sailed right away. Amr ibn al-As and those who were with him realized that the reason for the inability of the ship to move was the presence of the holy head of it. He summoned the sailor who hid the head and he confessed his crime, so Amr punished him. Amr ibn al-As inquired about the poop of the Coptic people, who was Amr Benjamin the First, the 38th patriarch of Alexandria. The Pope has fled away and disappeared in the monasteries of Upper Egypt. He sent a secular to all the cities of Egypt, directing that the Pope's hiding place be kept safe and secure. He asked the Pope to come back to his people and his church. Pope Benjamin came back and Amr turned over the holy head to him. Amr ibn al-As narrated to the Pope the great miracle that had happened because of the head. He gave the Pope 10,000 dinars to build a great cathedral in the name of the person that this head belonged to. The Pope thanked him and kept the holy head in his cell in the monastery of Mitra until the completion of the building of the church. He started building the church, which was known by the name of Al-Mu'allaqa in Alexandria, which is located in the Messalla Street in Alexandria. However, he could not finish it, so his successor, Pope Agathon, completed and consecrated it on this day and relocated the holy head to it. As a part of the rites of consecrating the patriarchs, the successor of St. Mark, the apostle, the newly elected pope, used to go on the second day of enthronement to the head of St. Mark, the evangelist and apostle, accompanied by the bishops, priests, and people. He would prostrate himself before the holy head, then raise incense and read the introduction of the Gospel of St. Mark before the holy head. He would then conclude the prayer by the absolution and the blessing. Then he would enter the room by himself, place the holy head on his lap, remove the old covering, and redress it with a new silk covering, and then he seal it. Then he would go out of the people to the people so they could kiss it, each one according to his rank. Then he would receive the blessing of the founder of the see of St. Mark. The blessing of the prayer of the apostle St. Mark, the evangelist, be with us all. Amen. Just a small remark here for those who sometimes use the iPhone in their hands in the church. You may find a different readings today, because today, although today is the Sunday, but it is the fifth Sunday, which is the
The blessed month of Baba has 5 Sundays. But we found because today is the feast of St. Mark, the evangelist, the founder of the Coptic Church and Christianity in Africa, we prefer to change all the readings into what you heard and you will hear in the gospel of today. May his blessing and prayers and intercessions be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Ibrahim the hermit departed. He was born in the city of Manuf to rich Christian parents. His parents raised him in a Christian upbringing and refined him with evangelical manners. When he grew up, he longed for the monastic life. He went to Achmim, and from there he came to Saint Bachomius, father of Kenunia, who put the monastic garb on him. Saint Ibrahim lived in asceticism and ardent worship. He stayed with Saint Bachomius for 23 years, and then he desired the solitary life. Saint Bachomius permitted him to live a solitary life in one of the caves. He made nets to catch fish. One of the laymen used to come take the work of his hands to sell, buy for him his needs, and give the rest of the money to the poor. He dwelt in this cave for 16 years. He ate each evening some of the salty beans soaked in water. He covered himself with a piece of sackcloth. The devil fought much against him. They disturbed him with strange voices and terrified him with fearful images. But with the power and prayers and with the God's help, he used to overcome them and drive them away. When his departures drew near, he sent the lay brother who used to serve him to bring Abba Tadros, the disciple of Saint Bachomius. When Abba Tadros came, Saint Ibrahim bowed down and asked him for his blessings. Then he rose up and prayed with Saint Tadros, then led down facing the east and delivered up his pure soul in the hand of the Lord who loved him. Saint Tadros sent the news to the monastery, and consequently, the monks came and carried him to the church. They prayed over him and then led him along with the bodies of the saints. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Sanatos أكبرت نو جنة سوالا يسوني ماس
أيور كوتيوس أيور تيتشيروس أيور ساسانا توسوس فامروتيس ديمس إلي سوني ماس
أيور سوسيوس أيور تيتشيروس Sanatos anastasekton mekeron ke aneson estos oranos eleison imen
Zotse metrin ke ion ke ageion nematin genin ke ain ke estos eonas folionon amin getriev
Eleison
imen.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the unstoppable apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see what you see in them, and to hear which you don't have not heard them. But as for eyes, for they see, and ear, for they hear, may you be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our most rapid and answer remembrance, supplications, and prayer which have upon to Lord our God, those every fond and asleep repose. All them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
سماء الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا القديس ماري مرقس الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
Open sotiro, open oro tireni, so spirit, so sepshirim, if not yet on. Be o fa pen noti pe shine in tinetiro anin.
سبحوا الرب تسبيحا جديدا سبحوا الرب يا كل الأرض سبحوا الرب وباركوا اسمه بشروا من يوم إلى يوم بخلاصه المسيح ابن الله كما هو مكتوب في الأنبياء ها أنا أرسل أمام وجهك ملاك الذي يهيئ طريقك قدامك صوت صارخ في البرية أعدوا طريق الرب اصنعوا سبله مستقيمة يوحنا كان يعمد في البرية ويكرز بمعمودية التوبة لمغفرة الخطايا وخرج إليه جميع كرة اليهودية وأهل أورشليم واعتمدوا جميعهم منه في نهر الأردن معترفين بخطايا وكان يوحنا يلبس وبر الإبل ومنطقة من جلد على حقويه ويأكل جرادا وعسلا بريا وكان يكرز قائلا يأتي بعدي من هو أقوى مني الذي لست أهلا أن أنحني وأحل سيور حذائه أنا عمدتكم بماء وأما الهوى فسيعمدكم بالروح القدس وفي تلك الأيام جاء يسوع من ناصرة الجليل واعتمد من يوحنا في الأردن وللوقت وهو صاعد من الماء رأى السماوات قد انشقت والروح مثل حمامة نازلا عليه وكان صوت من السماوات أنت ابن الحبيب الذي به سررت
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we are celebrating the feast of Saint Mark. And as Abuna Shnuda mentioned before, during his reading the Synaxarion, that we are changing today all the readings. The readings should be the fifth Sunday, which is a fifth Sunday, which is mentioned about the multitude, the feeding the multitude, the miracle of feeding multitude, because the fifth Sunday, the Coptic month. But today is totally changed. And as a Coptic church, we have to read all the reading of some, according to Saint Mark. Really, we can say that we are very proud that we are sons and daughters of Saint Mark. We are here Christians, and we are here in Canaan or everywhere because only we are Christians, because it's according to Saint Mark. Saint Mark, who came to Egypt to preach the word of God. I will read for you in Isaiah 19. The burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. And also in 19, this is verse 1. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry to the Lord because of the oppressors, and he will send them a savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day, and will make sacrifice and offerings. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. And this is exactly what happened when Saint Mark came and visited Egypt. He was a pillar, and he was also on the border. And I don't want to go like to explain what Saint Mark did, because we know very well the story of Saint Mark. But the problem is only what we have, the lessons that we have to learn from Saint Mark. If I am a Christian Coptic church, and I'm very proud that Saint Mark came to Egypt and he preached all the my grandfathers everything about the Christianity, that yes, I am proud of Saint Mark, but what I have to learn from Saint Mark? First of all, and first point, a prayer mother. Are you talking about Saint Mark, or are you talking about a mother? No, I'm talking about his mother, Mary. Let's go back and see what Mary did. Mary, the mother of Saint Mark, she opened her house for everybody, for Christ, Jesus Christ, for the disciples and apostles. Jesus Christ already, he asked for the upper room to do the Passover and to give the disciples his body and his blood. And the mother of Mary, the mother of Saint Mark, she opened everything. She opened and she served Jesus Christ, and she did everything. Also, this upper room, when Peter he was in prison, all the disciples and apostles and with Mary and Saint Mary were prayed for him too. And after he go out from the prisons, he went to this upper room. Also, this upper room, it's one of the upper room when all the apostles and the disciples were praying. One of the main lessons that I received from Saint Mark and his mother, it's house of prayers, house of purity, house of blessings. And I'm asking myself in first, is my house is house of prayer, house of purity, and house of blessing, or no? You can imagine a kid, and after that a teenage, and a young man, he was raising under his mother
a Christian mother who tried to help him and teach him how to pray. And he is looking every day that disciples and Jesus Christ came to the same room and pray. And after Christ, when he ascended to the heaven, and what happened, he saw also his mother and all the disciples and apostles praying. House of prayer, house of purity, and house of blessings. That's why I have to learn that my house should be a house of prayer too. It's not only for me, it's all for me and my family. If you haven't do like an altar inside your home, you have to do it. If you didn't do a small corner to pray and to gather all your family together to pray, do it. Not only for you, again, it's also for you and for your family. That's why in Isaiah he said, "This I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifice will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer of all nations," in Isaiah 56:7. So first one is house of prayer. What else? What I have to learn from St. Mark? St. Mark, when he was in after the Passover and everything is finished, he went to with Jesus Christ to the Gethsemane. And when he was there, and when Jesus Christ was arrested, he was scared. And he decided to flee, and he was naked. One weakness point. This is St. Mark, this is what happened, and it's written in the Gospel. And the amazing things, that's why the people who are against the Bible and say the Bible, there is many things wrong. No, in the Bible, in the Gospel, it's written the weaknesses point and also the greatest point also for our apostles and disciples. Another point, a weakness point, what happened? There is a cousin, like Barnabas, is a cousin of St. Mark. So they decided to go with St. Paul to go the first journey to Antioch, and after a while, in the middle of the journey, in a Perag, like a city named Perag in Europe, St. Mark decided to say, "No, I can't go after that. I have to go back to home." He decided suddenly. We don't know why. We don't know why St. Mark decided to do that. Maybe homesickness. Maybe he can't continue his service. Maybe he can't do anything else. We don't know yet. We don't know really. But what happened is finished. And St. Paul, he was looking to St. Mark with different way now. Oh, he left the service. And one of the main things that I have to learn, whatever happened, never ever leave your service. Even if you find your boss in the service, I mean boss, like, I don't know, maybe anyone in the service, like, maybe he, like, make something wrong with you. Go to the altar. Go to your room and pray. Never leave your service. And one of the main lessons that I learned also from this story, that St. Paul was very strict. And he said after that, in the second journey, Barnabas said to St. Paul, "Let's go again to Antioch." He said, "I'm so sorry for that. I can't take Mark with me." And he was very firm. And he was looking to that. "St. Paul, why are you doing that?" He said, "Because this is a lesson that everyone in the service have to learn. Whatever happened, we are serving God. Whatever happened, we are serving our Lord Jesus Christ. So never leave the service again." So that's why this is one of the main things. But there is another one who named Barnabas. He saw his different way. He saw his cousin with different way. But so
first of all, I want to read for you in Philippians 3:13-14. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. This is what I have to learn, that if I put my eyes and start a service, never go back again and say no. But there is another lesson I can learn it from Barnabas. Always there is someone who has compassionate. Like if someone has a weakness point, I don't want to judge him. Maybe he's very weak now. However, this is the lesson to me, for me, that I never leave the service, and I never leave my church. I never leave everything. Yes, because I started to serve God. I started to serve my Lord. But also, to if I found someone decided to go, I have to be compassionate. Or if I see someone is very weak, I have to be compassionate and love him more. Show him Jesus Christ love. And I don't want to judge him. Maybe he can't do that. Maybe he can't continue. Maybe he has a weakness point. That's why I have to see that by my eyes. Barnabas was this person. Barnabas, he came and he put his hand on the shoulder of someone and said, "Don't worry. I know how you feel." That's why we have to do that with each other. As we said that Jesus Christ, he asked us to love each other. And he said, love your brother, love your neighbor, and love your enemy. And the love here, which is written in Greek language, is agape, with unconditional love. So I don't want to judge anyone. It's not my position. Again, it is not my position to judge, but it's only I have to be compassionate and love the other. So Barnabas, he was very close. He's very close, and he has a point. He saw some mark, a person who has seeds of service, and very good seeds too. So he tried to encourage him, and he told him, "I think, don't worry. Don't be afraid. What happened with St. Paul is happened. Let's go." And he told him like to go again back to Cyprus. And he went to Cyprus and started to serve there. In Philippians he said, "But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel." Here is very important. So Mark started to be a disciple of Barnabas, St. Paul first, and after that, St. Peter too. He took three disciples, or three apostles too, a disciple and apostles, to be a disciple. Another lesson I have to learn from St. Mark. Whatever happened, I have to find an elder or a father of confession, a spiritual father, someone I have to follow. I have to go back to him to ask him his help. So Mark, he found three of them, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and he was a disciple of them. That's why we have in our church, if we go and read the Synaxarian, or also read about the monasteries, a monasticism life, there is every, for example, if a small, like a young monk, he go to the monastery, they give him to an elder. Why? It's only to teach him about spirituality. So one of the main things that we have to learn in our church is named the discipleship. Mark, or St. Mark, he taught us how to be a disciple. In the church, try to find your spiritual father and a father of confession to have a guidance in your spiritual life. I'm afraid sometimes that because we are alone, so we haven't any guidance in our spiritual life, so we're lost. We don't know where we are exactly. in our relationship between me and between God. Maybe some people said, why I have to ask someone? It's only my relationship between me and between God. No. There should be someone who also looking over me to be sure that I am in the right way. So another lesson, this is from St. Mark, that the discipleship. Also, another lesson I can learn from St. Paul at that moment. After a while, St. Paul, he discovered how St. Mark is very useful. So he sent a message to Timothy, okay, and it's a first epistle of Timothy, and he said to Timothy, when you come back, please bring with you Mark, because he's very useful in the service. St. Paul, you said before that you don't like that St. Mark join you in your second journey. But because St. Paul is he, St. Paul, he can recognize and he can regret and he can say, oh, I'm sorry. I did a mistake and I know who is St. Mark now. So we have mistakes in our life. It's not big deal that we did a mistake, but we have to say sorry for that. We have to regret about that. We say, and we have to recognize that no one can do any mistake. No, we can do it. Another lesson we can also learn from St. Mark. St. Mark went to Egypt. He was with Barnabas, and he went to the five cities, the five cities in North Africa. And after that, he went to Rome also too. It's written like that. And he came back again to Alexandria. And when he went to Alexandria, he found Alexandria a big city with like hundreds, maybe thousands of philosophers, Greek people, Romans, pharaohs, many religions, many things, and he was looking for that. Who can preach the name of Christ in this city? In the city of devil. Who can do that? Who can go through that? So he started to pray. And he only prayed. Believe me, my brethren, if we see a lot of disasters or a lot of issues in our life, without prayer we can't do anything. Believe me, my beloveds, if you feel that you are alone, you are wrong. We have a power. We have energy. We have our Father. We have our Lord. But it's only we have to ask Him help. Try to start your day by prayer. You can imagine that God giving me a power. He told me, I will give you power and energy from the beginning of day. Adam says, sorry, I wanted to depend on my power, my energy. Wrong. I have to pray in every time. I have to pray when I feel that I can't do anything and it's really, really hard. So pray and go and pray. So Mark, he just prayed. And suddenly, he go inside, and he was with his sandal, and his sandal was cut from the middle, and he went to someone to repair it. And we know about the story of Ennianus. All of that, it's only prepared by God. God, who is preparing everything for him. One of the lessons, the main lesson that I learned from St. Mark, how to pray. And also, after what St. Mark did, and after the Christianity, like as we see now in Egypt and Africa and everywhere over the world, according to St. Mark, can I say only also another point? He never go through depression. If he felt one day that St. Paul, he reject him, or for example, he is not very useful, or he's a failure, or he's a loser, or he's whatever. No, he didn't do that. He prayed a lot, And there is someone like Barnabas, yeah, he tried to help him. And also some Mark also too, he has his desire to serve the God. That's why he decided to go and preach. If you feel that you fell in any time, don't worry. Our life is like waves. Sometimes I'm down. Once I'm down, I have to hold the hand of my Lord and I have to say, God, help me. God will help me and he will give me his hands and he will raise me up. And I will go again up. And if I fail again, I fell. I have again to pray and ask God, please, God, help me and hold my hand and he will raise me up. Never ever feel that you are a loser or you are, for example, have a sin. Or no, we are all sinners, but that's why we are coming to the church and we take his body and his blood. We can defeat anything in our life. We can defeat the devil, but by Christ. Never feel that you are very weak. No, we are very strong by Christ. That's why there are many lessons we can learn from St. Mark. St. Mark instituted the first theological school. And also St. Mark, as you see, he started the Christianity in Egypt. And also there's a big cathedral in Venice on the name of St. Mark too. He did a miracle there. In Venice also do the intercessor, the main intercessor is St. Mark in Italy. And they have the body, the big part of the relics of St. Mark too. So, my brethren, today if we're celebrating St. Mark feast, and also if we are celebrating our founder of Christianity, in Egypt, who is St. Mark, we have to know also too that he was close to Jesus at a point, and he was closing also to St. Peter, and he tried to know about Jesus more. If you really wanted to like celebrate the Feast of St. Mark today, so we have to know more about Jesus. We have to know more about Christ, our Lord. We have to know more about our Father. St. Mark, he wrote the first gospel in year 43 after Christ. He is the first one who wrote the gospel. And he wrote this gospel to the Romans. That's why he didn't start his gospel, as we read in the gospel today. He didn't start by the nativity. The Romans people are very strong. The Romans people are very, very, very strong. That's why he started by only the baptism of Christ and about St. John the Baptist. We have to learn how to be strong. We have to learn from St. Mark how to be strong with Christ. If you feel that you are weak and you are not worthy to take the communion, no, I know that, but Christ who gives us the power. Go and choose your father, of spiritual father, of spiritual father of confession, and go and repent. And we will come back again with highly power and full power of everything. This is what we learn from St. Mark. St. Mark, who came to Egypt and preached Christ, he preached about Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Christ intercede. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the
Son,
e per prosperista si te,
is morire ne passi,
et ob nemmati,
o God, the radiator now whole formed man, in incorruption, and that which in the world from the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with a heavenly peace by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Pray for perfect peace on the way apostolic greeting.
Lord have
according to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And make us always your master to greet one another with the Holy, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with the Holy Kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order. Stand with trembling, Lord. Look towards the east. Let us attend.
To the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sin. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father. Sacrifice.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kezike o. Principalities, authorities, the throne, and dominions, and the powers.
And look towards these.
You are Hiram, who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and a seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, sang.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, the Lord of all.
القدوس والدوس والحقيقة يا رب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا صية الرواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس فالظلمة ظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by the Holy Spirit. He loved his own honor in the world and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto this which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله
Amen.
أفضل تمشي في هاروك في تفوف إن يتفنوتي الله يفني ذنت عن ذن اطفش برمون عافس مؤيرو افراغي ازيني مف تيف إني أتنوف ناجيوس ما تتيس أو إن أبسطولوس أمواب إذغو إموس وذو كلو منو كلكم لأن هذا هو جسد الذي يقسم عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعوا لذكري
هذا هو بالحقيقة آمين
عيني بك أفوت من انصاف ديبنون افتوت في ايفل خن او ارپنم او ما او اتف شپنمون
آمين
افز مو ايروف اف ارآگي انزيني موف افتيف اون نيتن اون اگيون سماتيتيس اون اپوستولوس اون اذغو اموس خذوا اشربوا منه كلكم لان هذا هو دمي الذي للعهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعوه لذكري
هذا هو أيضا بالحقيقة
تأكلون من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي
آمين آمين آمين بموتك السماوات نعتاد
أيضا نصنع ذكر العلم المقدسة قيمة الأموال صعود إلى السماوات جلوس عن يمينك أيها الأب الظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدا
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجد لك
نسق من
آمين الخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه
كيرياليسون
كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون كيرياليسون One body, one spirit, and may have a share and inherit with all the saints who have listening. May remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with you, all the Orthodox bishops and her from all. Remember, O Lord, our Red and our Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambatawadruz II. And his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulos.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are identified the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemons, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people. Oskoria Rab Anta Rahamana Kullana Ma A'an safety on this place which is yours and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox Father.
Lord have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, richly accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herd, and the plant of the field is here, bless them.
Lord have mercy.
Them to their measure according to your grace, give joy to the faith of the earth, meet very be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare for sowing and harvesting, manage our life, manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لأن أعين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في حين حسن اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعاما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكوننا الكفاء في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح Remember, O Lord, those who have brought on disease, give those on whom the envy and be brought, and those by whom the envy brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who are brought.
The command of your only begotten Son, who share commemoration of you, our saints, graciously accord the Lord to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous consummated in the faith. Most of all, that pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly give birth to God, the Lord, and Saint John the Forerunner, Baptist, the martyr, and Stephen the archdeacon, the pro-martyr. The beholder of God, Samard Evangeli, the apostle, and the martyr. The patriarch and sacred church of discourse, and the apostle, throwing the pyro martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sergius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Bede, Gregory the Angel, Gregory the Wonder Worker, the Gregory the Armenian, the 318, the Nicaea, the 150, the 200 at Ephesus, our righteous father, great Abba Antony, the righteous father, Abba Paul, the three Saint Abba Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John Degamin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. And our Father, the Patriarch, Papa Kirillo, the Sacred Deacon, Habib Girgis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Patriarchs have fallen asleep, O Lord, uphold their souls, and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
كل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين بالعدل منا والذين ليسوا في فكر الذين قدوتنا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك أبونا تدرس إبراهيم وأبونا بشوي عزيز وأبونا بشوي كامل وأبونا مرقس عبد المسيح وأبونا أرسنيوس عزيز وأيضا أذكر من طعمة العلمانيين حنا حبيب ومرفت بضابة أذكر أيضا فرق زكي نيفين فرق مريت فرق أمين أنتوان أنتون جرجس رحمة بشاي سحا نجيب ونسحا نبيل سحا وجي عبد الملك ثروة عبد الملك سوريا مانويل تفضل يا ربنا نفسهم جميعا فعلنا بين إسرائيل إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب في موضع غدا لما رأى في فردوس النعيم الموضع لجر من الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسي
يا رب ارحم
those O Lord whom soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem in that place and we too who are sojourners in this place keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the
as it was and shall be
blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
الكل يا ربنا وإلينا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس هو أيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وإصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الميتة
Nimbekes
Shoin sepanu ti. كلمة الآب الإله الذي قبل الدبور رئيس الكهنة العظم الذي تجسد وتأنس من أجل خلاص جنس البشر ودعا له من جميع الأمم جنسا مختارا مملكة وكهنوتا وأمة مقدسة وشعبا مبارر and entreat your goodness all over mankind, that to this sacrifice might not be a rebuke for our sins, nor a shame for our iniquities, for we have brought it to you on account of our weakness. Rather, even as these gifts are purified in everything, you having graciously filled them with every holy thing through the coming down upon them of your Holy Spirit. Likewise, we sinners also graciously accord to purify our souls, our bodies, spirits, and consciences, so that with an enlightened soul and unashamed face, a pure heart, a faith unfeigned, a perfect love and fear more, we may dare with boldness, without fear, to say the holy prayer which you have given to your saintly disciples and holy apostles, saying, Mata sallaitum فاطلبوا هكذا وقولوا أبانا الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين
Empechneso Isos pe
Shoisen engine thought is Moero.
So this summing to Pneumatis or Metapo was a bros homie.
Amen. Kiriele, son, Kiriele, son, Kiriele.
for the world, blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Emmanuel Penuti, Fipe, Genomet, mi amin. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. كان واحدا مع لاهوت بارك تراث ولم تزاجر ولا تغيير. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the onion on the cross of his own wing for Rasul. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe. This is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who sent to us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Ik is maar.
siti hirini moinane, tek hirini semninane, tek hirini kanin nubi, nane vol gore volin nigajin teki, kekli seya ari softe rosen eske, chai.
Tefes mo iron kiren tefsuvu
enna
de tane jove
السلام لك يا مريموروس يا ابن أرستوبولوس يا كارز باسم إيسوس ماركوس بأبوستولوس مولود في القيروة اسمك في كل مكان في كل الأزمان ماركوس بأبوستولوس from Libya to Palestine, the land of the saints. You came fleeing, Marcos, the apostolos. You followed the Lord Jesus. You drank from the spring. You preached
everywhere, Marcos, Apostolos, Marcos, Ma'abik, Tegiden, Asadayna, Yasiran, Sal, Laita, Femet, Al-Wahsha, Marcos, Biabos, مريم أم قنيسة جعلت بيتها كنيسة خدمت خدمة حسيسة مرقس بأبوستولوس
تفسير اسمك في أفواه
كل المؤمنين الكل يقول يا إله مريم روس أعنا أجمع
ملك هذه الدمية التوابع التي تسبح اليوم إلى العلو كنا أمام الله
نسبح ملك المجد الله في العرب والسلام في ياس المصر أمين الليلو يا زوك سابت ريك أيوك أجيو بنف ماتي كنك كستوسيون أستونيون تنوشي فولف قوي مجيو بن شوي سيسوس بحرستوس زموني عير انتد في زموني موهي مفيارو زموني سيتين مني سماري بك ناين امتكي او ان صفتن بك لا او سوتي مونو ناينان كريم ايسون كريم
في كريستوس النور
امين اسجوبي
يا ملك السلام اعطنا سلامك قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا لك القوه والمجد لك البركه والعز الابد امين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين كل
يا بين الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر لنا أيضا المذنبين ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشر بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والكون
عيد ماري جلبس ليلة عشية ماري جلبس السبت ده
إن شاء الله يوم الحد الجاي هيكون عيد ماري جرجس كل سنة وانتم طيبين هو مفروض 16 لكن السنة دي علشان كانت سنة كبيسة هيبقى 17 آسف هيكون 17 أيوة 17 للموافق 7 هطور كل سنة وانتم طيبين بالليل يوم السبت هيكون فيه عشية وتمجيد لماري جرجس